清楚这一次夏令会的主题。
I think all the brothers and sisters are very familiar with the theme of this summer conference.
我们要交通属灵的看见。
What we would like to share is the spiritual scene.
早晨我们的年长弟兄已经给我们做了很重要的一个交通。
This morning our elderly brother has shared with us a very important message.
那么晚上呢，我的负担呢，就是想要从圣经中一些人物来看这个属灵看见的重要。
My burden for the evening message is to see the criticality of spiritual seeing through some biblical characters.
我们要看看这个属灵的看见在他们的生命中所产生的影响和所带进的结果。
We would like to see the impact of spiritual seeing in these characters' life and the result.
那么首先呢，请大家和我一同来读一点圣经。
Let us read some passages of the scripture.
我们请弟兄姊妹先看希伯来书。
First, let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书第十一章。
Chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews 11.
我们从第一节读到第四节。
We shall read 1 through Verse 4.
我先读中文，那我的弟兄呢，读英文的。
We shall read first in Chinese and then in English.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。古人在这信上得了美好的证据。我们因着信就知道诸世界是借神的话造成的。这样所看见的，并不是从显然之物造出来的。亚伯因着信献祭与神，比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了称义的见证，就是神指他礼物做的见证。他虽然死了，却因着信仍旧说话。
Hebrew 11:1 Now faith is the being sure of what we hope for, and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for.By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings, and by faith he still speaks, even though he is dead.
然后请我们看创世纪第四章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 4.
我们从第一节读到第五节的上一半。
We shall read verses 1 through the first portion of verse 5.
有一日，那人和他妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕生了该隐，便说：耶和华使我得了一个男子。又生了该隐的兄弟亚伯，亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。有一日，该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给耶和华，亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的脂油献上。耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物，只是看不中该隐和他的供物。
Adam lay with his wife Eve, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain. She said, With the help of the Lord, I have brought forth a man. Later he gave birth to his brother Abel.Now Abel kept flocks, and Cain worked the soil. In the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord. But Abel brought fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but on Cain and his offering, he did not look with favor.
创世纪第三章
Genesis chapter 3
第四节到第七节
Verses 4 through 7.
蛇对女人说：你们不一定死，因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神，能知道善恶。于是女人见那棵树上的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。他们二人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身露体，便拿无花果树的叶子为自己编作裙子。
Genesis 3 verse 4 You will not surely die, the serpent said to the woman, For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. When a woman saw the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves.
这次我们有两个晚上和弟兄姊妹来看人物。
We have two evenings that we can share with you some biblical characters.
那么我所要交通的两个人物呢，一个就是亚伯，另外一个就是以诺。
The two characters I'd like to share with you in these two nights, one is Abel, the other one is Enoch.
我想在我们讲到他们的经历之前，
So when we talk about their own life experiences,
让我们先来交通一下人为什么会失去了属灵的看见。
Well, let's think about first, how come mankind lost the spiritual seeing?
我们知道这个经过呢，记载在创世纪的第三章。
We know this happening is recorded in chapter 3 of Genesis.
在人类堕落的过程里面，
In the human being's fall,
我们可以看见属灵的看见是仇敌攻击的一个重点。
We can see that this spiritual seeing is one of the battlegrounds for our enemy.
所以后来保罗写哥林多后书的时候，
So when Paul was writing the Second Corinthians,
他第四章里面就告诉我们说，这世界的神弄瞎了人的心眼。
And he wrote to us saying that the God of this world has blinded us.
我们知道
the eyes of our hearts.
我们知道这是仇敌非常重要的一个工作。
We know this is our enemy's critical task.
在创世纪第三章里面，
In Genesis chapter 3,
我们看见那个简单的故事。
We have read this very simple story.
因着仇敌弄瞎了人的心眼，
Because our enemy has blinded us,
对人类产生了何等长远又重大的影响。
And what great consequences that this has caused human beings.
弟兄姊妹，我们晓得当日神造了亚当和夏娃。
We know that day when God created Adam and Eve.
因为神造他们的时候呢，非常的完美。
Because when God created them, they were perfect.
所以亚当是一个非常聪明的人。
So Adam was very, very smart.
圣经记载说他能够给各式各样不同的动物取名字。
Bible tells us that he named all kinds of animals.
然后神就从亚当身上取了一点东西，把他，一般我们讲是肋骨了啊。那么就造了个女人。
And then God took a rib from Adam and created Eve.
那我相信夏娃也是非常的聪明。
I believe that Eve was equally smart.
那么魔鬼就想到要能够引诱这两个人。
So Satan was thinking, if I want to tempt these two people,
所以魔鬼也用了一个高度的智慧。
So the devil used something very, very smart.
所以在创世纪第三章的里面，
So in Genesis chapter 3,
仇敌做了一个高度智慧的一个欺骗。
So he did a very, very smart conceit.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不要以为说呢，这个夏娃很愚昧啊。
We should not think that Eve was very, very dumb.
夏娃没有你我所想象的这么愚昧。
Don't you think that, please do not think that, Eve is as dumb as we think she is.
所以魔鬼知道要用普通的一种方式来引诱她是恐怕是很不容易。
Because Satan knows that, in order to, tempt Eve, he must use something, smarter.
今天有的女孩子很容易被引诱。
We know that, many girls, they are easily tempted.
有人呢给她一朵玫瑰花，她就感动得不得了了。
And if someone would give her a rose, then she would be highly touched.
如果呢再给她一个钻石戒指的话，那就更不得了。
Now if a diamond ring was given to her, then all kinds of things can happen.
那我们晓得这是今天，那是今天的一般妇女的情况。
But that's how girls are in general today.
我们晓得。这个撒旦很精明的。
But we know that Satan is very, very schemy.
他知道要来引诱夏娃用这种方式是不行。
So in order to tempt Eve, he has to use something very, very different.
当然对于今天我们这些呢没有这种高度智慧的人来讲，撒旦引诱我们太容易了。
Now if we are If we do not have the high intelligence, so it's easy for Satan to tempt us.
啊，只要给你一个位置，给你一个什么名头，你看我们就立刻受引诱了，对不对？
If he tempt us with a title or a high position, then we are easily tempted by him.
所以你要知道，在创世纪第三章里面这个简单的故事里面。
So in this very simple story told in chapter 3 of Genesis,
撒旦可以说是尽了他最高的智慧来做。
So Satan really, really tried hard to accomplish his goal.
那么就像当日他引诱主耶稣基督，试探主耶稣基督的时候。
Just like the time that when he was tempting our Lord Jesus Christ.
一次试探不行，两次试探不行。
One after another attempt.
你知道撒旦最后做了一件什么事情？
You know what he did last?
他把他全部所有的这个万国的荣华，他说只要你拜我一下，这个通通是你的。
So he offered Jesus Christ all he had, says, if you worship me, I will give you all this world's glory.
你不要以为说撒旦讲这句话是很容易的。
Please do not think that it's easy for Satan to offer Jesus this.
因为呢，他要尽力，就我们中国人讲尽力一搏啊。
Because he wants to gamble all he had, all the chips are in.
Feel 胜利不可。
Because he really, really wants to conquer Jesus by tempting him.
那么他在夏娃的身上是成功了。
He succeeded in Eve.
但是在主的身上他是失败的。
But he failed in our Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，那一次撒旦用了什么东西来引诱夏娃呢？
So what did Satan use to tempt Eve?
他乃是用那个分别善恶树，也就是分别善恶的知识树。
And he used the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
我们简单的来讲就是知识树。
We can say that this is the tree of knowledge.
弟兄姊妹，这个知识乃是一个高级的引诱。
And you know that knowledge is a very high level, high quality temptation.
对我们今天这些没有高度智慧的人呢，魔鬼有时候也不需要用这种东西来引诱。
Well, to us, the dumb us, that they Satan really do not have to. He doesn't have to use this kind of temptation to tempt us.
但是对于夏娃，对于亚当来讲的话呢，他要用这个高级的这种的引诱。
But in order to tempt Adam and Eve, he really have to use something more powerful.
我们不要轻看这个知识树。
So let us not look down upon the tree of knowledge.
你会看见在伊甸园里面，它是与生命树并列。
You know, he was planted in the garden of Eden in parallel or right next to the in parallel to the tree of life.
我们都知道生命树是多么重要的一件事情。
Of course, we know that the tree of life is highly, highly critical.
在伊甸园里面，有哪一棵树能够跟生命树并列？
No other tree can be compared with the tree of life.
乃是知识树与生命树并列。
But the tree of knowledge is right next to the tree of life.
果然呢，这个夏娃呢经不起这个试探。
And Eve fell into the trap.
啊，他就看着树上的果子很好看，很悦人眼目。
And he saw the fruit was very nice to look at.
然后他就摘了那个果子吃了。
And he took some and ate it.
他忘记了神的话。
She forgot what God told her.
神告诉他们说，吃的日子必定死。
Because God has told them, the day you eat this, you will surely die.
魔鬼告诉他说，吃的日子不一定死。
But the devil told her that you may not surely die.
你一吃眼睛就明亮。
Because as soon as you eat it, your eyes will be open.
啊，你看，撒旦知道人里面有这个属灵的看见，这是重要的一件事情。
Because Satan knew that the ability of spiritual seeing in us is a very, very important character.
结果亚当吃了，夏娃吃了，眼睛果然明亮。
And when after Adam and Eve ate the fruit, just like Satan said, their eyes were open.
但是我们晓得这个眼睛的明亮是他肉身的眼睛明亮。
And the eyes open, these are their flesh eyes, their natural eyes.
而他灵里面的眼睛却瞎了。
But their spiritual eyes were blinded.
我想这个今天早晨我们年长的弟兄解释得很清楚。
So this morning, our elderly brother has explained this very, very clearly to us.
当我们的灵一死了，
As soon as our spirit died,
我们里面整个属灵的悟性也失去了。
And our, all the spiritual understanding within us, we have lost completely.
眼睛就瞎了。
And our inner eyes were blinded.
弟兄姊妹们，因着亚当夏娃这个眼睛灵里的光景死了。
Because Adam and Eve's spiritual seeing, went blind.
人就被称作是一个失落的人。
And the human race has been called, the lost human being.
我们就完全的失去了做人的意义。
And we lost all the significance of being a human.
不仅这个对我们来讲很严重。
Not only this is critically important to us.
对神来讲的话呢，更是严重。
And it's even more critical to God.
因着他们灵里面的光景死了。
Because their spiritual life went dead.
所以他们就在神荣耀的旨意上面完全失落。
And they have completely got lost in God's eternal will.
这是更大的一个失落。
This is a very, very serious loss.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们从创世纪第三章可以看见。
From Genesis chapter 3 we can see.
人是因为什么样的缘故而失去了这个里面属灵的看见。
We can see that for what reason that human being lost the spiritual seeing capability.
我们感谢神。
We praise the Lord.
他没有丢弃我们。
Because he has not forsaken us.
所以他预备了救恩。
So he prepared a salvation.
然后我们在救恩里面看见一件事情。
So in salvation we see something.
就是当神拯救我们的时候。
When God saved us.
在这个救恩里面一个最重要的工作就是眼睛得开。
And within the salvation plan, one of the most critical things is that our eyes may be opened.
所以在救恩里面呢，这个属灵的看见是一个最基本的经历。
So within the salvation, the spiritual seeing is a very, very fundamental experience.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
你如果把保罗的一生看一下
，If you look at Paul's life,
当保罗今天早晨我们弟兄也讲到
And our brother, mentioned this morning,
当保罗在大马色路上遇见主的时候
On the way to Damascus he was met by the Lord
他蒙恩得救了
And he was saved
神就打发亚拿尼亚去给他按手祷告
And God sent Ananias to lay hand on him
就是不仅叫他的罪得赦免并且叫他什么能看见
Not only that his sins may be forgiven but that he might also see again
所以主关闭了保罗肉身的眼睛
So the Lord blinded his physical eyes
却叫他灵里面的眼睛开启
But the Lord opened up his spiritual eyes
神不仅叫保罗有看见
Not only that he let Paul see spiritually
神也对亚拿尼亚说
But he also told Ananias
他是我所差遣的器皿
He said he is a vessel sent by me
他在往后的日子要许多人的眼睛得开
In the days ahead he will help open many many people's eyes
所以我们可以看见这侍奉上面最重要的一个服事就是叫人家开眼睛。
So we know the most critical ministry is to for us to help other their eyes open.
所以我不仅自己眼睛得开，我们要叫别人的眼睛得开。
Not only our own eyes have to be opened, but we also have to help other people's eyes.
这是神托付给使徒保罗的。
And this is what was entrusted to apostle Paul.
所以在救恩里面
，So in salvation,
第一个重要的经历就是要叫我们灵里的眼睛得开。
The first important experience that our spiritual eyes be open.
所以按照事实来讲，神的儿女。每一个人都是应该有属灵眼睛的。
According to the fact that every God's child should have spiritual seeing.
所以我们作为基督徒啊，我们能看见这是最自然不过的一件事。
So as a Christian, the ability to see is very natural.
就好像你作为一个人，你有眼睛能看见，这个没什么稀奇。
Just like as a human being, you have physical eyes to see, nothing special about it.
你没有能看见哪一个人，早晨张开，哎呀，我能看见了，我能看见，这是什么稀奇
？You don't people surprised when he wake up in the morning and say, "Oh, today I can see."Nothing special. Everybody can see.
但是今天在属灵的事情上，就是成了一个很稀奇的经历啊。
But on spiritual matters, that being able to see spiritually seems to be something very special.
因为我们曾经是瞎眼。
Because we were once blind.
所以现在主使我们里面眼睛得看，看见，这多么宝贵的。
The Lord has caused us our inner eyes to see. This is what a precious gift.
因为我们的神知道。
Because our God knows.
只有当我们有属灵看见的时候。
When we can see spiritually.
我们的生活我们的侍奉才会有意义
Our daily lives and our ministry can have meaning
如果你没有看见，
if you don't see，
你根本就不知道为什么活着，
then you don't even know why you live，
你也不知道生命的意义是什么，
and you don't know the significance or meaning of life。
只有当我们里面的眼睛有看见的时候，
when our inner eyes see，
我们人生才有一个确定的目标可以往前，
then we have a sure goal for us to move forward。
特别做基督徒我们需要向着标杆的，
especially as Christians we have to press on toward that goal。
啊，我们因着属灵的看见我们就有确定的标杆，
because of a spiritual seeing that we have a spiritual goal to，
因为我们有属灵的看见，
because of spiritual seeing
我们才会走正确的道路，
then we can walk in the right way。
啊，我们知道主的路在哪里，
we know where God's way is，
我们也应当知道，我们也知道怎么样这条路上跟随主，
and we know how to follow him in this way。
更重要的是我们有了属灵的看见，
when we have spiritual seeing
我们才能够为主做真实的见证，
and we can haveReal testimony for the Lord.
做见证的意思就是把你所看见的去告诉人。
Testifying means that you tell people what you have seen.
啊，今天在神的百姓中可笑的情形就是我们做见证，做瞎着眼做见证。
Sometimes, you know, it's really laughable, we see that blind Christians trying to give testimony.
你根本没看见，
you haven't even seen.
讲了很多。
You talk a lot about nothing.
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这个不是真实的见证。
This is not true testimony.
所以按理说，
so accordingly，
所有神的百姓都是有属灵的眼睛可以看见。
All God's people should have spiritual seeing capability。
但是历史告诉我们，
But history tells us，
神的百姓常常瞎眼。
But God's people are often blind。
如果你读旧约的历史，
If you read the Old Testament history，
你就看见，
You can see，
神的百姓一再的偏离神。
You can see that how God's children departed from him one after another, time after time. Why did they leave God?
没有看见。
Because they couldn't see.
所以到了一个地步严重的时候，
So they come to a point，
神就在他们中间兴起先知。
God raised up prophets among them.
圣经就告诉我们说呢，这些先知就是百姓的眼。
And the Bible tells us theseProphets in old days are the eyes to God's people.
因为大多数都看不见，
because most people couldn't see.
所以就找一些能看见的人到他们中间告诉他们。
So God raised up people who could see to tell them things.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你读整个旧约的历史，
When you read the whole Old Testament history,
你看见神的百姓一再的落在悲惨的光景中。
And you can see that one, time and time again, God's children fall into a very sad and pitiful situation.
就是因为他们里面没有看见。
Because inside them, they couldn't see.
那么到了新约时代中呢？
When we come to the New Testament era,
同样的情形，
same thing happened.
弟兄姊妹们，教会历史告诉我们，
throughout church history,
什么时候神的儿女们里面眼睛看不见？
Whenever God's children, they couldn't see inside,
这个教会的光景就开始坠落。
We can see that the church start to go downhill.
弟兄姊妹，当神的百姓用属地的眼光代替属灵的眼光的时候，教会就偏离了。
When dear brothers and sisters, when God's children substitute spiritual seeing with our worldly seeing, then church will start to depart and go away from the Lord.
我想在新约圣经里面有一句最严厉的话。
I think there's a very very critical saying in the New Testament.
就是主告诉我们的是瞎子领瞎子。
That is the blind leading the blind.
当时犹太人的光景就是这样。
And that was the situation with the Jewish people at that time.
主的心何等的伤痛呢？
And God was so sad.
主说你们是瞎子领瞎子。
God was telling them that you are blind.
结果两个人都掉到坑里去了。
And both of you fall into the pit.
弟兄姊妹，今天如果我们没有里面的看见，
Lord, dear brothers and sisters, without our inner seeing,
那么我们怎么样能跟随主呢？
How can we follow the Lord?
我们怎么样领着别人走路呢？
How can we lead other people walk the way?
所以我们需要灵里面的看见。
So we need our seeing in our spirit.
所以无论是旧约历史、新约历史，
So whether it was Old Testament or New Testament history,
都给我们有很严肃的提醒。
So give us a very, very solemn reminders.
弟兄姊妹，当神的百姓属灵的眼睛看不见的时候，
When God's children's spiritual eyes could not see,
也就是当他们有一种严重失明的情况出现的时候，
And when they have a very serious blindness,
会产生两个重要可怕的结果。
There were two things that would happen.
第一个，
Number one,
他们就 离不开传统的限制。
And they could not move away from the limitation of tradition.
你看保罗的情形就是这样。
Look at Paul.
弟兄姊妹们，他原来活在犹太教里面，他是瞎眼的。
And he, even though he lived within the Judaism, but he was truly blind.
他为他祖宗的遗传在那边热心，他还以为是侍奉神。
And he was very zealous in serving his ancestors tradition, and he thought he was serving God.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们要能摆脱一些传统给我们的限制，你必须灵里的眼睛得开。
Today, in order to get rid of all the bondage of tradition, our inner eyes have to see.
第二个结果
，Number two,
就他们超越不了时代的限制
，and they could not go beyond the limitation of today's world.
主明明告诉我们。
The Lord has clearly told us.
我们基督徒是在世界，却不属于这世界。
The Lord told us clearly that we Christians are in the world but not of the world.
虽然教会会经过一个一个不同的时代。
Although the church will go through one generation after another.
但是教会是属天的。
But church is heavenly.
教会是属于永远的。
And church is eternal.
教会虽然在世界中。
Even though the church is in the world.
却不属于这个世界。
But it's not of the world.
什么时候当神的儿女的属灵的眼光暗淡的时候
？But whenever the eyes of God's children go dim,
我们看见这个世界对我们就产生非常大的影响。
And then we can see that the world has a great impact on us, the church.
所以你会看见教会活在这个时代中，却受这个时代的影响。
So we see that church lives in this world.And generation, but we have been impacted by this world and generation.
世界驾临在教会之上。
And the world seems to be overtaking the church.
世界的东西大量的进入教会里面。
And a lot of stuff from the world coming into the church.
这都是因为神的百姓眼睛失明所产生的严重的结果。
This is due to the blindness of God's children.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So dear brothers and sisters,
只有属灵的看见能够带来转折。
Only spiritual seeing can turn us around.
使徒保罗的经历是一个很标准的经历。
So Paul's experience is a very, very standard
model
experience.
在腓立比书第三章里面他就告诉我们。
In Philippians chapter 3, it tells us.
你看他的话是多么的清楚啊。
And he said very, very clearly.
好我读一下给你们听。
Let me read to you.
腓立比书第三章
Philippians chapter 3.
第三章第七节 到第八节
Verses 7 and 8.
他说只是我先前以为与我有益的我现在因基督都当作有损的不但如此我也将万事当作有损的因为以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝我为他已经丢弃万事看作粪土为要得着基督
But whatever was to my profit I now consider loss for the sake of Christ.What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, and I may gain Christ.
我们看见这个在保罗的身上
We can see in Paul's life.
因着属灵的看见
Because of his spiritual seeing.
所以他的一生分成了先前跟现在两个完全不同的情况
So in his life has two completely different eras.
他能够摆脱他先前所有这种情形
And he could forsake what he had before.
能进入现在的光景
And enter into today's situation.
那是因为他有一个看见的经历
because he had experience of spiritual seeing
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters
我们实在需要我们灵里的眼睛能有更多的看见
and we really need our inner eyes to be opened
在教会历史中间
in church history
所有那些真正跟随神的百姓
those who truly are followers of the Lord
都是有看见的人
and they had spiritual seeing
他们因为看见所以他们才会这样跟随
because they could see that's how they follow
他们因为看见所以他们这样走主的道路
and because they could see that's why they followFollow the Lord's way.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们实在需要被激励
And we really need to be encouraged.
我们虽然主给了我们属灵的眼睛
Even though God has given us spiritual eyes.
但是我们属灵的眼睛呢可能有一点点这个迷糊
But sometimes our spiritual eyes are dim.
我们可能看得不是挺清楚
And we cannot see clearly.
我们需要主的恩典在我们身上
We really need God's grace upon us.
弟兄姊妹，就像主耶稣曾经医治一个瞎眼的人。
Just like dear brothers and sisters, just like Jesus healed a blind.
主医了瞎眼之后，他眼睛开始看。
And when his blindness was healed, he began to see.
主说你看见什么了
？And the Lord asked him, what do you see?
他说我看见人像树。
He said, I see people like trees.
那么当然虽然看见了但是不清楚对不对
Even though he could see but he could not see clearly
啊，所以主就再次摸他
So the Lord touched him a second time
然后他眼睛 就完全
And his eyes were completely healed
今天我们在属灵事情上有很多时候也是这样
In spiritual matters today we are like this
你说我们不懂得圣经的真理吗我们也知道一些
And if you say that we are ignorant of the biblical truth
你说我们
but we know something
真知道吗
But do we truly understand
我们就看人像树一样
Sometimes we see people like trees.
嗯，这个模模糊糊的
，very blurry.
好像知道，又好像不知道。
Sometimes we think we know, and then sometimes we don't think we know.
所以这些日子我们要祷告。
So we need to pray.
求主再摸我们的眼睛。
We pray the Lord to touch our eyes again.
叫我们能够看得清楚。
So that we can see clearly.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
在希伯来书里面
，In Hebrews,
希伯来书的作者呢
，The author of the Hebrew.
那么在11章里面他举了很多信心的见证人
And in chapter 11 he used many illustrations of giants of faith
但是呢他在这开头的时候他解释什么叫做信心
But at the beginning he explained what faith is
其实信心就是属灵的看见
Actually faith is spiritual seeing
或者我们说因着我们灵里面的看见所以我们产生信心
And we can say that because we see spiritually then we gain faith
所以因此呢在这里他就举了很多
So here he listed many many heroes.
他告诉我们这些信心的见证人，个个都是有看见。
And he showed us that all these witnesses had spiritual seeing.
啊，信心呢，那个是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
啊，他就告诉我们，当我们人里面产生信心的时候。
He tells us that when we have faith in us,
我们里面就可以有一个看见
and we can see inside.
这个看见呢，看见属灵的世界
and we can see the spiritual world.
啊，我们原来肉身的眼睛呢
our physical eyes.
那我们只能看见物质的世界
we can only see physical world.
所以呢，今天我们所看见的这些外面这些显然的东西
so when we see these obvious things,
只有当你灵里的眼睛看见的时候，你才知道不是从显然之物造出来的
and we can when our innereyes can see we know certain things are not made of things that are visible
所以在希伯来书第十一章里面这些信心的见证人
so we see all these witnesses mentioned in chapter 11 of Hebrews
他们个个都是灵里面有看见
every one of them have inner seeing
当然这一次呢我们不可能用两次时间把所有的人都讲过
of course we don't have enough time in two sessions to cover them all
那我们就看最早的这两个人，一个就是亚伯，一个是以诺。
Let's see the earliest two. One was Abel, the other one is Enoch.
那这两个人的看见很重要。
Because they are seeing are very important.
他们两个人的看见可以说是一个最基本的看见。
Because what they have seen, what they're seeing was very fundamental.
也是圣经中给我们看见中心的看见。
And these are central theme to our spiritual seeing.
那么亚伯看见什么呢
？What did Abel see?
亚伯看见了什么是神所要的
？He saw what God wanted.
那么什么是以诺的看见呢
what did Enoch see?
以诺看见什么是神所做的
And Enoch saw what God was doing
神所要的和神所做的
What God desires and what God does
这是包括了我们基督徒在地上生活的全部
It actually covers everything that Christian has
包括了侍奉的全部
Our ministry also
也包括了整个教会的全部
Everything had to do with the church also
所以这两个看见是最基本的看见
So these two scenes are fundamental
亚伯看见神所要的
And Abel saw what God desired
以诺看见神所做的
and Enoch saw what God did
那么现在让我们来看一看这个亚伯的故事
Let's look at the story of Abel
这个亚伯这个名字很有意思
It's very interesting to understand the meaning of the name Abel
亚伯这个名字的意思就是一口气
and means, Abel means a breath
或者是叫做泡沫
It's like a bubble, like a vapor
Vapor所以因为他这两个意思加在一起我们就知道就是空虚了
We know that this is vanity
然后当亚当夏娃呢生第一个儿子的时候、
So when Adam and Eve gave birth to the first son
他给他取名叫该隐
And he named him Cain
那该隐的意思就是得着
Cain means that we have obtained
亚当夏娃很高兴啊
And as parents they were very happy
头胎生个儿子啊
They had a son as a first born.
They
felt that they gained.
这个德呢，就有点成就的感觉。你看我们，蛮有成就的。
They had a sense of accomplishment.
但是呢，等到第二个儿子一生出来的时候
，But when they had the second child,
那我们看见亚当还是有智慧的。
You know, Adam still was pretty smart.
他有一个对人生有一个很深的领悟了。
He has a deep understanding of life.
他觉得人活的只不过是一口气。
He understood that man's life is just like vapor.
然后就像泡沫一样。
Just like a bubble.
啊，所以因此呢，他就给他的第二个儿子取名叫什么呢？取名叫做一口气。
So he named his second son Abel, a breath, a vapor.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们发现亚伯的一生真是像一口气一样。
But we see that Abel's life was exactly like a vapor.
也像这个泡沫一样，非常的短暂。
And like a bubble, did not last long.
转眼就过去。
And all of a sudden, he was gone.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们要感谢主啊。
But we praise the Lord.
亚伯因着里面的看见。
Because of his inner seeing.
所以呢，他这一口气啊，虽然是一个好像像泡沫一样短暂的人生，却具备了非常重大的意义。
Although this breath, as short as a vapor, brought in a lot of significance.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
他的这个转变
，this transformation,
那是因为他里面看见了羔羊。
Because inside him, he saw the lamb.
我们晓得我们在地上呢，我们大多数人生活恐怕都是一口气。
I think all of us really live a life of having one breath.
不是大多数人，每一个人都是一口气。
Actually, everyone is the same.
我们像泡沫一样的，很快就过去。
We're just like bubbles or vapor. We pass along very quickly.
但是有很多时候我们的生活呢，像该隐。
But a lot of times we live a life like Cain.
因为当神悦纳了亚伯，不悦纳该隐的时候。
Because when the Lord looked with favor upon Abel and not with Cain,
该隐这口气就咽不下去。
And he was very, very upset.
所以他为了争这一口气。
So in order to feel good,
做了可怕的事情。
He did something terrible.
把他的弟弟杀了。
And he killed his brother.
弟兄姊妹们，因为他争这口气。
Because he wants, to feel good, to feel just,
他从神失去了很大的一祝福。
He lost a lot of blessing from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们活在地上。
As we live,
很多人都是为了这口气。
A lot of times we want justice.
有的时候我们这一生呢失败了。
Sometimes when we fail,
我们就是对儿子讲：“儿子，你要为我争这口气。”
We'll tell our son, "You have to regain my reputation."
弟兄姊妹们，我们咽不下这口气。
So we just cannot stand losing face.
但是无论怎样，你还是一口气。
No matter what, you only a breath.
我们的生命像泡沫一样，很快就没有了。
Our life disappears just like vapor.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
神今天要借着亚伯对我们说话。
God wants to speak to us through Abel.
你看亚伯在这么短暂的人生里面
，In such a short life in Abel's life,
他如何能得着他生命真实的意义？
How he gained the true meaning of life.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
圣经讲说亚伯是牧羊的。
And the Bible tells us that he tended flocks.
在旧约圣经里面
In the Old Testament,
那里并没有完全指明说他是牧羊，只讲他是做畜牧的。
And didn't say that he was a shepherd of tending sheep, but he just said, you know, he tended flocks.
但是根据犹太人的这个传说呢
？But according to the history, legend, Jewish legend,
那么他们告诉我们，他这个畜牧就是牧羊。
And Jewish legend tells us that he was tending sheep.
所以我们中文圣经就把它翻作亚伯是牧羊的。
And that's why the Chinese translation says, Abel was tending sheep.
弟兄姊妹们，他看见了羔羊的意义。
He saw the significance of the lamb.
我们晓得这是圣经中间最中心的看见。
Of course, this is the central scene within the Bible.
是我们神眼中的看见。
And this is what God sees also.
神的眼睛是非常单纯的。
Of course, God's eyesight is very, very straightforward.
因为在神的眼中只有他的儿子。
Because all God sees is his son.
神只看他的儿子。
He only sees his son.
弟兄姊妹，神并不看其他的事。
He only look at his son. He does not want to look at other things.
我们说圣经不是记载着神看见很多人，看见很多事吗？
Didn't Bible tells us that God so many things and so many people?
神不是天天看着我们吗？
Doesn't God watch over us or look at us every day?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
神所以看我们，
the reason God is looking at us,
那是因为他的儿子，
is because of his son.
因为我们在基督里，
because we are in Christ.
所以神才看我们，
that's why he looks at us.
如果你今天不在基督里，
if you are not in Christ today,
那神根本不要看你，
God doesn't want to look at you.
所以我们看见当亚伯把这个羔羊献上的时候，
so when Abel was offering the lamb as a sacrifice,
这件事情摸到了神的心啊，
and he read,
神非常的喜悦，
what he did really touched God's heart, he was so pleased.
那么该隐呢，把弟弟的土产拿到神的跟前来，
and Cain brought the fruit from the field, from the soil.
我们知道该隐经过他的努力的，
of course Cain labored hard,
但是呢他所献上的供物啊，
but what he offered,
圣经的话讲的很清楚的，神看都不看。
But it's clearly stated in the Bible that God does not look at Cain's offering.
一个很重要的提醒。
This is a very great reminder from the Lord today.
弟兄姊妹们，神的眼只看他的儿子，只看与他儿子有关的事物。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord's eyes only see His Son.And anything that has to do with his son.
如果我们为了基督而活，
if we live for Christ,
我们的侍奉能够彰显基督，
and our ministry can glorify him,
弟兄姊妹神就看，
and then the Lord will look at us,
在神的眼中就有价值，
and then there's meaning in his eyes.
否则的话呢， Otherwise, 不管你多聪明多有才干做了多少的事，神不要看。
No matter how intelligent you are, no matter how smart and how able you are, no matter how many things you have done for the Lord, the Lord doesn't want to look at them.
所以亚伯因着看见了羔羊，他重回人生的意义。
And because Abel was able to see God's lamb, he regained the meaning of life.
他有了一个确定的目标。
He had a definite goal.
该隐虽然很努力，
although Cain worked hard,
但是呢生活完全没有意义。
But he, his life was without
meaning. 完全没有目标。
And no goal.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们今天必须看见神所看见的。
Today we must see what God sees.
或者说呢，我们要学习用神的眼光来看事情。
That is to say, we should learn to see things from God's viewpoint.
当我们能像神一样，我们的眼睛定睛在基督的身上的时候，
If we could become like God, fixing our sight on Christ,
我们的生活侍奉就能蒙神的喜悦。
Then our life.And ministry will be pleasing to him.
我们都晓得当初啊，这个亚伯牧羊的时候，
We know that when Abel was tending sheep,
那个时候神还没有许可人可以吃肉。
And God was not granting people to eat meat.
从某一面的意义来讲的话呢，这个养羊是没有什么大意思。
So from on the one hand, tending sheep really did not amount to too much.
我们看见很多人家里面养养狗养猫，很少看见养羊的。
We know that people have pets like dogs and cats, but very few having sheep as pets.
养这个羊做宠物的好像很少听见。
We never heard people having sheep as pets.
所以为什么亚伯会去养羊呢？
Why was Abel tending sheep?
啊，当然，我们今天回头看。
Of course, as we look back today, from the result, we can see.
我们知道这是神的启示。
Of course, this is God's revelation.
是神让他看见的。
God let him see this.
让他看见羊的这个宝贵。
So that's why he saw how precious the lamb was.
因为人可以吃肉，要到创世纪第九章，挪亚出了方舟以后，神才许可人吃肉。
Not until chapter 9, when Noah came out of the ark, that God allowed people to eat meat.
所以我们感谢主。
So we praise the Lord.
在人类堕落之后，
in after man's fall,
在第二代的人中间，神就开始做开眼睛的工作。
In second generation of mankind, God started His work of revelation.
这就告诉我们，
opening eyes.
主的救赎啊，很重要的一件事情，就是要开我们里面的眼睛。
So one of the critical things for God's salvation to work is to open our eyes.
到了新约时代，
and when we come to the New Testament,
我们晓得第一个看见耶稣基督是神的羔羊就是施洗约翰。
And we know that John the Baptist was the first one to see that Christ was the Lamb of God.
所以有一天当他看主耶稣行走的时候啊，
So one day when he saw Jesus walk by,
因为呢，这个施洗约翰呢，跟这个主耶稣呢，据说是表兄弟啊，他们有亲属关系。
We know that John the Baptist and Jesus were cousins; they were related.
所以他常常看见主耶稣的。
So he, they see each other quite a bit.
但是那一天很特别。
But that day was something special.
当主耶稣走过的时候啊
，When Jesus walking by,
忽然之间呢，这个约翰里面一个不同的眼光。
And all of a sudden, John the Baptist had a different scene.
他就大声地喊起来了。
So he cried out.
看啊，神的羔羊。
He says, "Look, the Lamb of God."
除去世人罪孽。
Who takes away the sin of the world?
啊，他看见耶稣基督是神的羔羊。
He saw Jesus as the Lamb of God.
隔一天站，主耶稣站在那里。
Next day, Jesus was standing there.
他又说，看啊，神的羔羊。
He said again, "Look." Lamb of God,
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
这个也成为新约时代中神给我们一个重要的提醒
So this is a New Testament reminder God gave to us
所以在旧约圣经里面
In the Old Testament
不仅主耶稣基督是羔羊
Not only Jesus Christ was the Lamb of God
新约时代中主照样是羔羊
And he was the Lamb of God likewise in the New Testament
所以在新约圣经里面
So in the New Testament Bible,
有好几处的圣经告诉我们
Many passages tell us
告诉我们应当我们的眼中只有主耶稣
And all we see in our eyes should be just Christ
你们记得主耶稣带三个门徒上变化山
Remember that Jesus took three of his disciples to the Mount of Transfiguration
耶稣变了形象
All of a sudden Jesus was transfigured
啊，摩西以利亚出现
And Moses and Elijah appeared with him
哇，这个彼得三他们三个门徒高兴的不得
了啊 The three disciples got so excited.
这一下子就看见三个人了。
They saw three of them.
哦，有这个摩西，有以利亚，又有主耶稣。
They saw Moses, Elijah, and Jesus.
啊，你们都记得彼得就在那里说：“哎呀，我们好不好搭三座棚啊？”
We remember that Peter said, "Why don't we build three huts?"
我们正在说这个话的时候，神就用什么云彩把这个山头遮住了。
As he was saying this, the Lord moved the cloud to cover the hill, the mountain.
结果呢，他们是举目不见一人，只见耶稣。
And they couldn't see anyone else but Christ, but Jesus.
我们晓得在变化山上，主给门徒们有一个非常深刻的一个教导。
We know on the Mount of Transfiguration, the Lord gave them a very, very serious lesson.
今天主也用这个教导我们。
And Lord used the same lesson for us today.
你看，今天在基督徒的眼中啊。
Look at Christians today.
除了主耶稣还有很多人呢。
You know, besides Jesus, we see many other things and many other people.
教会历史上有很多属灵人。
And we see many church history's spiritual giants.
我们可能跟比彼得看见的更多。
We probably see more people than Peter did.
弟兄姊妹，愿主用云彩遮盖这些。
May the Lord use cloud to cover these other people.
让我们。只见耶稣
So we will see only Jesus and no one else.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是多么重要的一件事情。
This is very, very critical.
因为你知道，有很多的时候啊，我们是说，哎呀，我们的主是很宝贵。
You know, many times we say, yeah, our Lord is so precious.
哎，我们觉得摩西也不错啊。
We see, well, Moses is pretty good too.
哎呀，这个以利亚很有能力啊。
And Elijah was very powerful.
所以有的时候我们就糊涂了，我们就没有跟从主的，跟随摩西去了，对吧
？Sometimes we got confused. We follow Moses.
有的时候我们就跟着以利亚。
Sometimes we follow Elijah.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
神不喜悦这些
God would not be pleased with this.
神绝不容许任何的人事物能够与他的儿子并列
God would not allow anything, people, matters, things to be comparable to his son, Jesus.
所以到了约翰福音第十二章的时候
In when it comes to chapter 12 of John,
那个时候有几个希腊人呢跑来这个找腓力
Some Greeks came to Philip.
他们对腓力说：“腓力啊，我们愿意见耶稣，先生，我们愿意见耶稣。”
And they said to Philip, "We would see Jesus."
这句话很宝贵啊。
This is a very precious saying statement.
他们要来见耶稣。
They would see Jesus.
所以我记得多年以前呢。
Many years ago.
我到有一个地方去讲道。
I was sharing a message at one place.
他们这个礼拜堂的这个讲台上面。
On their podium.
贴了一个小小的条子。
There's a little statement.
Sir, we want to see Jesus.
弟兄，我们要见耶稣。
先生，我们愿意见耶稣。这个那天我上讲台一看，哟。
So when I saw that day,
我觉得这个是实在是很好的提醒。
It's a very, very good reminder.
这对传道人来讲是一个挑战。
It's really a challenge to preachers.
你说， 先生啊，我们不是来听故事的。
He said, "Sir, we're not here to listen to stories."
我们不是来听道理的。
We're not here to listen to.
我们不是来听你讲哲学的。
And philosophy.
我们不是听你来讲科学的。
We're not here to listen to science.
我们要看耶稣。
We will see Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
在侍奉上，我们是要把主耶稣带给人。
In our ministry and service, that we want to bring Jesus to people.
所以到了希伯来书，作者写希伯来书的时候
，So when the author of Hebrew was writing the book,
他的书信里面讲到说，唯独见耶稣。
He says we only see Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
这个可以说是在新约时代中间啊。整个新约圣经的这个最中心的思想
，We can say that this is the central point of the New Testament era.
是一个主调。
This is the main theme.
神今天要我们把眼睛定在主的身上。
And God really wants us to focus our sight on our Lord.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
主让亚伯的眼睛得开。
God let Abel's eyes open.
叫他拣选了羔羊。
And he chose the lamb.
弟兄姊妹们，他因此他就把羔羊献给神。
He offered lamb to the Lord.
所以希伯来书就告诉我们说呢，亚伯所献的比该隐所献的更美。
Hebrews tells us by faith Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did.
弟兄姊妹，到底什么是奉献？
Dear brothers and sisters, what is sacrifice?
我们做基督徒，
what is dedication?
我们都晓得应当过奉献生活。
We know we have to lead a life of dedication.
我们简单的给奉献做一个定义的话，
We give dedication a very simple definition.
就是说奉献就是说出我们的交出自己为着某一个目的而活。
Dedication means that we will offer ourselves for one purpose.
你知道今天在世界上面来讲的话呢，
In today's world,
很多人也是把自己奉献给某一个目的。
Many people dedicated their lives for something.
特别那些在世界上当老板的人。
Especially those who are bosses in the world.
他最喜欢看见的员工啊，就是那个能够献身的员工。
And he really loved to see dedicated employees.
那个规规矩矩上班的呢，这个他还不太喜欢。
Those who work by the clock, he's not very happy.
最好那个能够以那个他的公司为家的。哎、
And those、
这个、
who treat the company as their home, that's the best employee.
你对那个公司啊有一种的奉献。
And you offer, you dedicate your whole life to the company.
那么有的人也喜欢这样。
And some employees are like that.
尤其我们中国人很喜欢这样。
Especially Chinese employees.
一进到个公司里，我就巴不得把自己奉献。
Once I got employed, I really want to dedicate myself to my work.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
如果我们今天仅仅为着世界上的目的而活
，If we live for this world,
那个是很可怜的一件事情。
It's very, very pitiful.
那么亚伯呢？把羔羊献上去。
Abel offered God the lamb.
弟兄姊妹们，这个奉献也说明他为羔羊而生活。
This offering also means that he lived for the lamb.
他才真正得着他生命的意义。
He really gained the true meaning of life.
所以今天呢
，So today，
我们的生活呢
，Our lives，
也决定于我们的这个奉献。
Really determine。Is determined by what we offer.
我们的奉献呢，决定于我们里面的看见。
And what we offer really comes from what we see inside us.
你如何看见，就如何奉献。
What you see, how you see, then it will dictate how you offer.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
所以你看看，我们是不是需要主能够把我们的眼睛能够更多的照明呢
？Don't you think that we really need our Lord to brighten, enlighten our eyes?
那么为什么希伯来书的作者说亚伯所献的是更美的呢
？Why did the author of Hebrews says that what Abel offered a better sacrifice than Cain？
他这里用了一个比较的一个词。
There is a comparison here。
这是因为为着我们而用的词。
You know this word better is really meant for us。
因为我们这些人呢，太会重视啊。这个我们周遭的人事物
Because we pay so much attention to things surrounding us.
我们几乎啊天天的很多时候都是拿着主耶稣跟很多东西在比的
A lot of times, almost every day we compare things with our Lord Jesus.
所以我就说有时候仇敌啊引诱引诱试探我们实在太容易了
You know, it's really easy for our enemy to tempt us.
对于年轻人来讲的话呢，可能一场球赛呢，你就把主耶稣放下了。
Now for some young people, maybe a game or a sports event can cause you to not come to meetings.
你想想，要聚会又有重要球赛。
Now if we do I have to go to the meeting or do I watch this ball game?
我们这个一比呀、啊。
When we compare them,
就把主耶稣给比走了。
Then we just, you know, kind of leave Jesus aside.
好，有的时候甚至人家今天晚上要请我们吃饭，哎呀，我看，这个，少聚一次会吧，不要紧吧。
Sometimes we are invited to dinner, we would just try to comfort ourselves saying, well, it's okay to skip one meeting.
因为我们周遭的太多的人事物啊。
Because there are so many things matters
会影响我们
surrounding us, impacting us.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
你有受过这种的试探和引诱吗？
Have you ever been tempted this way?
我相信我们都有。
I think all of us have this experience.
啊，有的时候我们挣扎得很厉害。
Sometimes we struggle a lot.
哎，为什么挣扎得很厉害？
Why do we struggle?
因为你里面产生比较。
Because you compare.
啊，现在你要去选择了。
Now you have to make a decision.
说，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
所以圣经才用这个比较这个词。
So that's why the Bible used this comparative word.
实在来说。
So actually,
我们的主耶稣基督是无可比的。
You know, our Lord Jesus is incomparable.
没有任何的东西能够跟神的儿子来比的。
Nothing can be compared against God's Son.
我们要慎重的来读这些话语。
We have to read God's word very carefully.
我们才知道我们亏欠我们的主有多少。
Then we know, we realize how much we owe our Lord.
我们对不起我们的主有多少。
We really should feel sorry how we treated him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
所以亚伯所献的比该隐所献的更美。
So what Abel offered to the Lord is better than what Cain did.
愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
叫我们能重新有一个美好的奉献生活。
So that we may renew our life of dedication.
愿这个奉献的生活。
May this life of dedication.
让我们能得回我们整个生命的意义。
So that we can regain the meaning of our life.
让我们的侍奉有意义。
So that our ministry, our service is meaningful.
让我们的追求有意义。
So that our pursuit is meaningful.
让我们教会的生活有意义。
So our church life is meaningful.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
亚伯虽然只不过是个泡沫
although Abel lived a short breath
但是因为他这个奉献的缘故
because his dedication
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
dear brothers and sisters
他得着了神所要他得着的
he gained what the Lord wanted him to gain
他的生命具备有非常重大的意义
and his life was very meaningful
今天我们晓得我们需要有属灵的看见
today we know that we need spiritual seeing
我们才能有对的奉献
then we can have the right dedication
你奉献对了
if you made the right offering
你才活得对
and then you can live rightly
所以这个准确的看见是必要的
so a very very accurate seeing is very necessary
这个准确的看见就是灵里面的看见
so this accurate seeing is a spiritual seeing
不是我们用肉眼的眼光所有的看见
not using our physical eyes
你知道在神百姓的侍奉上面
you know in God's people's service
有的时候我们所看的是动机
sometimes we look at people's motive
我们只注重的是所谓的意念
and we think about what people think
我们说他的动机是纯正的
and we say well he's got the right motive
他的意念是善良的
and he meant well
所以有什么不可以呢
so what's wrong with that
但是请我们记得
but let's remember
神所要看的不是你的动机和意念
God does not want to look at your motivation or
神所要看见是你里面的看见
he wants to see whether you see inside or not
到底你看见什么呢
what did you really see
我相信呢该隐的动机和意念呢也不是坏的
I think that Cain's got the right motive and he meant well
对吧他至少他很努力在地里面耕种种出了那个东西那也是好的东西拿到神的跟前来
At least he worked very very hard on the soil and offer the first fruits from the soil to God
但是神根本不看
But God does not want to look at them
根本不在神的眼里面
Because God does not look at them with favor
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
So dear brothers and sisters
这个对我们是何等重要的一个提醒
so, This is so, such a critical reminder for us
我们不能光凭着我们一个善良的一个意念一个纯正的动机来侍奉主这是不够
Just because we have the right motive or we mean well but that's not enough they are not enough to serve the Lord
我刚才讲嘛
I said before,
所有那些跟随主的人，
all God's followers,
他们都是有看见，
they have seen,
你因着看见而跟随，
because they have seen, they follow,
你就能得着神所喜悦，
and then you can be pleasing to the Lord.
所以求主在这些点上恩待我们。
So may the Lord bless us in these things.
亚伯因着这样的一个献祭，
Now because what Abel offered,
希伯来书告诉我们说，他得着了神称义的见证。
And Hebrews says that this is his testimony of his righteousness.
在希伯来书十一章第四节那里说
，Verse four，
因此便得了称义的见证。
And by faith he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offering.
就是神指着他的礼物做的见证。
And the God bear testimony for his offerings.
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
亚伯行了神眼中看为对的事情。
And Abel did what God saw was right in God's eye.
所以只有属灵的看见，
So only through spiritual seeing,
让我们能有一个对的选择。
So we can have the right choice.
所以我们这些日子要祷告。
So we need to pray these days.
求主使我们里面有属灵的看见。
We should ask the Lord to give us the inner seeing, spiritual seeing.
亚伯也因着这个看见。
And due to this seeing,
他成了人类历史上的第一个殉道者。
And Abel became the first martyr.
我们可以说亚伯是因着他的看见被杀的。
We can say that he became a martyr because he what he saw.
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers,
他为着这个看见而流血。
For this seeing, he died.
在马太福音第二十三章里面，
Matthew 23.
当主耶稣讲到教会历史中所有的这些殉道者的时候，
When Jesus Christ was talking about all the martyrs in church history,
他也从亚伯讲起。
And he started with Abel.
他说这个义人的血。
He says the blood of the righteous.
义人的血。
The blood of the righteous.
从亚伯一直到殿里面被杀的撒迦利亚。
From Abel all the way to Zechariah.
他说这所有的罪统统要归在那犹太人身上。
All the sins, all these blames will be upon you, the Jewish people. Dear brothers and sisters.
这个属灵的看见需要付代价的。
But we have to pay a price for the spiritual seeing.
当你的眼睛开了之后，
Once your eyes are open,
你知道要怎样跟随主，
You know how to follow the Lord.
但是不要忘记，
But don't forget,
这个整个世界是在背叛的当中，
The whole world is rebellious against
him. 人是活在肉体血气当中，
And people are living in a carnal way.
连今天在地上大多数教会的情况都处在这样的情形里面。
We know that many churches are living in this situation.
所以我们看见在教会历史上面，
So throughout church history,
有许许多多眼睛被开的人，
Many people, when their eyes were open, they became martyrs.
但是这个代价是值得的。
But this is a priceworth paying.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
亚伯是所有寻道人中间的头一个。
And Abel is the first among all martyrs.
因着看见而寻道。
Because he's seen.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
他是神心中的宝贝。
He was precious in God's sight.
所以神为他做见证。
So God bear testimony for him.
不仅他得了神称义的见证，
Not only became God's righteousness testimony.
圣经说他虽然死了却因着信仍旧说话。
And Bible says that even though he died, he still speaks today.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters.
因为呢他这个看见是看见了神所要的。
Because what he saw is he saw what God wanted.
他也把神所要的能够献上去。
And he offered what God desired.
所以他这个看见变成一个标准的一个看见。
So he'sseeing became a model.
也就是神要历世历代所有的人呢都应该有这个看见。
God wanted generations after generations to have the same seeing.
所以因此呢亚伯虽然死了但是怎么样继续说话。
So he still speaks even though he is dead.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
只有那些有真正属灵看见的人，
So only those with true spiritual seeing,
不管他们一生的生命是长是短，
Whether they live a long or short life,
他们所做的那件事情，
For the things that they did,
要一直的传述下去，
And will be talked aboutForever.
今天也有很多人呢讲了很多话，对不对？
Many people talk a lot and they have done a lot.
那么 到死为止就没有了。
But everything kind of disappeared when they died.
但是你会看见有很多真正跟随羔羊的人。
But we know those who are true followers of the Lamb.
他们真正看见主耶稣基督的人。
They truly saw Jesus Christ.
他们虽然死了。
Even though they died.
但是他们的那个声音呢，还持续在神的百姓当中。
But their voices last among God's people.
所以这就给我们看见，有的东西是有永远的价值。
So we see certain things have the everlasting value.
有的东西只不过是时效而已。
But sometimes, but other things only have temporal value.
或者说有的东西只不过是流行的东西而已。
Sometimes they're just a fad.
看起来一下之间好像很兴旺，那很快就过去了。
And you see something very exciting, but only for a moment.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们求主让我们能够听见亚伯的声音。
We pray that we can hear Abel's voice.
接受亚伯为着神的荣耀所做的见证。
And also accept the testimony, of Abel for God's glory.
我们要求主。开我们里面的眼睛。
We ask the Lord to open our inner eyes.
所以不管世界怎样改变
，No matter how many changes this world，
怎么样的一个变化
，No matter what things are different，
亚伯这个看见总是最重要的。
But Abel seeing what Abel saw is most important.
所以虽然亚伯一生的故事非常的简短
，Even though Abel's story is very short，
正像他的名字所说的一样
，Just like his name，
一口气
，A vapor，
啊，一个。一个泡沫
like a bubble
但是呢却是非常的有价值
but it's so priceless
所以呢今天呢神借着亚伯告诉我们
so God speaks to us through Abel
他看见了神所要的
Abel saw what God wanted
今天我们必须要知道什么是神所要的
so today we must know what God desires
弟兄姊妹们
dear brothers and sisters
到底我们知不知道到底神要什么呢
Do we really know what God desires?
神在这里得着什么呢
What can he gain here?
很多人以为说得着工作得着人数得着钱财
Some people think, well, it's how great a job we do here, how many people are attending here, how much money we raise.
得着名声
And maybe a good reputation, maybe praises from the Lord, from people.
得做自己的一个工作成就
And maybe we feel a sense of satisfaction
弟兄姊妹如果我们的心还在这些事物上面
If we still dwell on these things
充分证明我们里面灵里的眼睛还没有看见
It really proves that we are blind inside
所以我们必须要知道到底神所要的是什么
So we really have to know what God desires
圣经已经很清楚地给我们看见
Bible tells us very clearly
神除了他的儿子之外
Besides his son
神不看别的东西
He doesn't want to look at any other stuff
愿主使我们也能够得着这样一个单纯的眼目。
May the Lord grant us this very simple-minded seeing.
愿亚伯的看见成为我们的看见。
May what Abel saw becomes our seeing.
我们请低头再点祷告。
Let us bow our head and have a word of prayer.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你已经把我们从仇敌的手下拯救出来。
You have redeemed us. You have rescued us from the hands of our enemy.
你为着我们的罪付了重大的代价。
You have paid a dear price for our sins.
你使我们里面沉睡死亡的灵复苏过来。
You have awakened, you have quickened our sleepy soul.
主啊，我们应当是有看见。
Lord, we should have seen.
但是到底什么东西遮蔽了我们的眼目
？Our Lord, what has blinded us?
什么东西叫我们属灵的眼光暗淡
？What caused our spiritual eyes dim?
什么东西叫我们在属灵的事上失去了那种跟随的力量
What are the things that has reduced our desire and strength to follow you
我们要求你这几天来光照我们
Please enlighten us these days
再拯救我们
Save us again Lord
在我们以往所有的一点看见上
In the little bit of seeing that we have had before.
主啊，你让我们能够看见的更明亮。
Lord, help us see more.
好叫我们的脚步被修正。
So that our steps may be corrected.
我们的目标更确定。
So that our goal is sure.
我们知道你回来的日子非常的临近。
We know that your day is near.
主啊，我们需要看见。
Lord, we need to see.
主，我们需要看见。
We need to see, Lord.
求你吩咐光从黑暗中照射出来。
Lord, please command light from darkness to shine upon us.
就在这两天，真是照在耶稣基督的面上。
Shine upon the face of our Lord Jesus.
让我们清清楚楚地重新一次认识基督的意义。
So that once again we can, gain the meaning of knowing Christ.
虽然我们的一生像是一口气。
Even though we have a very short life like a breath.
像泡沫一样。
Just like a vapor.
但愿你教我们能够活得有意义。
Lord, help us to lead a meaningful life.
主，我们愿意把自己交在你的恩手中。
Lord, we want to, we like to offer ourselves into your hand.
求你来遇见我们。
求你
来遇见我们。
Please meet us, Lord.
我们也相信这是你所喜悦的工作。
We believe this is what pleases you.
主啊，你总要叫我们能够看见你所看见的。
Lord, help us to see what you want us to see.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
求你听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.